I remember the first. I mean, I'm a J. Cole fan. I actually pre-ordered it, and I got it with his autograph. It's somewhere in the house. I know I got it. It's somewhere. Because I never, like, took it out the case. Because usually when I buy albums that's pre-ordered, since I'm used to music on phone, it's just collector's items. So anyway, people liked it. I liked it. Some people was like, nah, that's his worst project ever. You know, Sonograph without Sonograph in 1985. Keep in mind, 1985. What did that start it? Because keep in mind, that was the peak of SoundCloud rap. This is when J. Cole was using Lil Pump. Guess what? Fans nowadays don't like it when rappers diss other rappers. Keep in mind, that's part of hip-hop. So the thing that keeps hip-hop competitive, they take it away. Because we live in an era now where people are very, very soft, bro. Like, people are so soft nowadays when it comes out to this rap shit. Like, if you diss another rapper, no. I remember when Hobson came out. The fact that someone said Hobson did more damage, he was too problematic. Hobson problematic? Hobson did exactly the same shit that 50 Cent did years ago. I mean, decades ago. But he's problematic, and then all the fucking contact lenses. He was trying too hard to be different. We live in an era where in rap, we can't be different. We can't be ourselves. We gotta make shit that's so familiar that's crazy. While at the same time, people will complain about you doing those sounds. We live in a fucking era where if you talk about something in rap, let's say you a lyrical rapper. People get hit with this all the time. If you're talking about something, right? And because it's been talked about many a times, you're gonna see these little hip hop, these rap, I don't know what the fuck you would call them, purist or whatever, will say something like every other lyrical rapper. Come on, man, change up your fucking your content. You're saying the same shit that everyone else is saying. And we all know what that is a response to when people say the same thing about mumble rap. But again, they don't go as hard with them. What do you want us lyrical rappers to talk about? Because we can't talk about, we live in an era where we have to step, we were walking on a tightrope every fucking goddamn time. We even put out a song with a message. Look at J. Cole. This dude came out. Some people said if he didn't put out 1985, KOD would have been a perfect album. That's stupid. But I get the message. Let's be real. Y'all don't like a message. Let's be real with that. Y'all don't like a message. Y'all look at music as escapism. And once you start talking about something that makes you think, it's a problem. And sometimes we'll play this whole, like I said, good message, wrong messenger game. So if I came out and said some ish with a message, and all of a sudden someone tells me, oh man, come on, Mike, don't be talking, come on, bro. Remember when Black Lives Matter was a thing and every fucking fan was not liking the fact that rappers were talking about, you know, police brutality? Keep in mind, it's not new. It was mostly white fans. And let's be real, black fans too. Come on, man, all this Black Lives Matter shit, bro. Let's not talk about that shit, bro. Come on, man. Rap's what it be about is escapism. If you think rap is just escapism, you're a culture vulture. If you think rap is just partying, because y'all love to use that excuse every time when we talk about rap with a message. No, rap was about partying. Was. Now, if it didn't evolve from partying to the Rakims, to the KRS-1s, then rap wouldn't be as big as it is right now. Because what y'all doing ain't change. It's 2024. I'm playing NBA Live 2018. And the songs on there still sound the same. Like, you know, like, if I was playing NBA Streets, right? It would be like I'm in a whole different time. I'm like, oh, I remember this. It's cool. No. But when I play NBA Live, 19, and then I listen to the music on there, it's like, huh, this is no different than what I'm hearing now, right? So, like I say, bro, call it what you want to call it, but I like that album. J. Cole's dope. But it seems once he came out with that 1985s when y'all niggas called him corny. Ain't he kind of hilarious? Y'all, these fools talking about our shit. Y'all corny. Mind you, I didn't even jump on this fucking wavelength until niggas got on my shit telling me, you got it. Just switch your flows up, man. Switch up your flow. That chill vibe doesn't work for you. You know, telling niggas how to make music. When fans start saying shit like that, even other artists, because y'all, this is as equally corny and cringe. You make fucking hyper pop. I make lyrical, chill, vibey rap. We do not make the same music. Why do you want me to make what you make? Why are you putting so much emphasis on me making what you make? And then when you ask these fools, because always an answer to every question, even a dumb one, because any person would be like, there is no answer to that. But they'll come up with an answer that will sound smart, but if you really look at it, it's fucking stupid. Well, because that sound that you're doing is played out, which is not, because I still see people doing that shit. RB, come on, you gotta appeal to the industry. Who says that? Go on any, and they'll start coming up with all of these sources that you have to go to. I don't care about your sources. Who's really telling you that I need to do that? Because realistically, I developed a little fan base with this sound. So if I were to switch it up drastically like that, they'll say, oh, nah, man, I miss the old you and all that shit. So it's like, oh, shit. I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying. Because it gets very, very, very annoying when I see people telling, like, other artists how to make their music. And if it's not the most trendiest sound, they will fucking call your shit trash, or they're going to tell you to switch it up. Because that's not what the industry is geared for. So why would you want artists? Again, you keep saying how mainstream rap is so bland and it's not original, yet you tell artists that got their own unique sound to make said bland music just for you to sit there and complain about artists being bland. But you're like every other lyrical rapper. Come on, you're like every other rapper in the 90s. For real? Because I grew up in the 90s and every rapper in the 90s didn't sound the fucking same. They did not. And they were praised for being unique, my nigga. What the fuck are you talking about? If you are a Gen Z telling me how the 90s is, I'm going to tell you politely, shut the fuck up. I grew up in the 90s, nigga. You have to Google my life. Every time when someone says anything not appeasing the new generation, it's always an issue. Oh, man, you old head. Every time when an OG even, you know, gives praises to a J. Cole for being lyrical, he corny. It's like I told you, it's like the high school kids that will make fun of the nerdy kids for reading books. What the fuck y'all little niggas sound like when y'all make fun of lyrical rappers? Oh, y'all, it went from lyrical miracle to yap rappers. I'm like, bro, just be real. You can't fucking rap, my nigga. That's why you're saying that shit. Because you wouldn't even sit there coming with all these kind of different little names and... Hey, but it is what it is. It's...
Okay, niggas do not really care about that stuff. Okay, I'm on Instagram. They are on the radar radio. I would never do that guy. I'm gonna tell you why. I got told you before. I have this, like, let me explain to you. You have the ones, let's say for example, you freestyle your rap. You have a chill laid back tone by default, you put in motherfuckers. Cause unfortunately, hip hop, like I said in multiple podcasts, hate chill tone rap. If you have a chill label, it's very niche, which means it's very unique, which means look at it. Everything is top and perfect. What is the most listened to music? Trap and drill, right? And melodic rap. So much so that lyrical rap, if it ain't Kendrick, if it ain't Cole, it doesn't exist. So if you're an underground rapper making lyrical rap, niggas will not respect you. And places like On the Radar, nothing. Let's see what you think of freestyle. You know, this is rapping their verse from a song. Now imagine me doing that fucking show. First of all, these artists fucking hate me. Who the fuck are you? They'll put anyone on these shows. Like I told you, fans don't even fucking even like new faces. So how do you expect hip hop to grow if you don't get the new faces to attend? Oh wait, we don't have that star power, so we don't need them. Okay. So back to what I'm saying. So I'm seeing people say this one chick, she's rapping typical trap shit. And this nigga's like, that ain't it, bro. Anytime when you rap it in deep tone or deep voice or unique flow, it's always that's not it. Always. Remember that. It's always that's not it. So like I told you, could be Red. He came out with a song where he's rapping this old sound. And on the second verse, he's like, the whole song ain't like that. It's just the second verse. He's like, I'm like, abortion. And that's the only verse that people are going to make fun of. Why? Because he knows. He knows. He could have went full old school 2018-50. He said, you know what? Let me say something stupid. But let's be real with it. These fools be faking these hate scenes. They get paid for these reactors to react to their shit. So if they hate the shit, that's going to grow. Remind you that. Everything is, it's like the nature. These motherfuckers pay for this shit. They pay for everything. It's not organic. Alright? You have these motherfuckers be doing your music and they sit there and say, oh, my fans are the ones that are fucking dumb. They label me. Are you ran a face? You know how this thing works. It's not artistic. So anyway, that's what I'm saying. And because that one part, they put that in the same vein as, you know, Soul Train by YNB Lemire. With everything. But it's funny. It's real funny to me. Man, it's really funny to me. Man. So, like, okay, I would never, like I told you, I would never, ever, ever do On the Radar or anything that even resembles that kind of shit. They won't fucking look up. And they can keep in mind, they're going to grab the crap and the main street is going to be in front of them. Right? So, in their mind, fuck this shit. I don't know if I'm pushing this shit. These kids, they're not grow up. They're going to openly say, because there's a trend that says, you're not even open yet. So, like I told you, I don't mind. They got this new trend on TikTok talking about, as a black person, I'm finally comfortable with saying, and in that, they say, I'm saying that, I'm too hot and biggie to my top five, okay? No one's got to do that. Why do you put me to do that? To say that. I'm so happy that I don't have to do that. No one is forcing me to do that. You know what I mean? No one's not forcing you to do that. No one's not telling you to do that. So anyway, I didn't want to even see the rest of that fucking video. But back to what I'm saying, like on that open, I'm not going to do nothing. Even underground hip hop law, you know, when they have rapper Trippie Red was on there. It's in LA. I'm not doing that shit. Because my style of rap does not appeal to these niggas. And unfortunately, there's a fan base that likes this shit. Right? If I were to switch it up, no, why? Like, there's some times I'd be like, damn, why do I think this kind of shit for that? It's cool, it's not. When I sit in up and get, you got me for this little, come on, Richard. Or rapping with a day back home, not looking the part. That's why you notice how I kind of stopped posting freestyles on TikTok with my face. Yeah, that's why. Now that's what I'm talking about. And yeah, I post my music, but it don't got the bullshit that shit gets when you post music on social media. That's why Instagram is better, because the people on Instagram, I don't get that kind of hate. You know what I mean? Because everyone knows, and everyone's cool with me. They're like, well, that's yes, man. That's yes, man. People online will tell you the truth. You know the fuck they don't. You know how the people who put on post say the fucking truth are other rappers? When you go on their shit, they suck. Anytime, notice, they sound so generic. But once you have a sound that's completely different, or you are going to that different from them, you suck. Yeah, keep that shit in mind, dog. But that shit makes no sense to me. It's actually, but it's like, it's just stupid. It's fucking stupid. So, that's why I just, you know, I just think it's fucking stupid. I don't really care. Then I remember I'm on YouTube on my break. I got a video called Overused Rap Bars. And unfortunately, I said one of overly used bars. You know, from your dome. I did not know that it was overly used. And let's be real with fans. Y'all acting like because you point out overly used bars that y'all niggas won't be re-pumped because you don't. Stop fucking acting like we want creativity. You don't. And one of my songs, I said, this nigga want to Shiro, but I gotta be Tio. You don't even know what the fuck I'm referencing. But I ain't like you too open-minded to anything that an artist, you know, wants to say. If I sit here and say some shit, keep in mind, it's not hard to think of unique punchlines. And come on, dog. Rappers using cliche punchlines is like using cliche fucking phrases in a company. I'm not that deep. You know what I mean? Not that fucking deep. You got fans who would hear a rapper's whole catalog when they start hearing rappers repeating verses or saying, you know, it just shows that you're not creative. Like, y'all really want creative rappers. Y'all so busy comparing niggas to other niggas. You clearly don't want anything unique, and God forbid they do anything unique creative, you call them trash. That's what they're doing. What's the point of making a fucking list? Here's the ironic point. When y'all do this little top five or list of overly used rap bars, you know that y'all repeat each other. You can't say, you know, NASCAR with Fast Car. Who the fuck says that? You can't say, I'm sending shots like Kobe. Y'all be picking like older songs too. That like niggas still saying that shit. Like even that, that's the ironic part. Even that whole topic of overly used rap bars is an overly used topic. So that don't even mean shit. Like, who cares? But in the fucking goddamn day, it's gonna come out. I'm gonna say a bar that I thought that's unique to me. And you're gonna say, hey, I heard like four or five rappers say that. Like, nigga, please. How am I supposed to fucking know that? Who cares? And if a nigga does have a unique punchline or unique bars or unique, you know, bars or unique whatever, you gonna still act like you don't, you gonna still sit there and shit on it because you don't understand what the nigga is referencing, so you call it lyrical, miracle, or do what this one rap coach say,
When you make punchlines, make sure that it's easy for people to get. That's the fucking key reason why we use these punchlines sometimes. You know why? Because even if I were to sit there and say a basic bar, because y'all think that we want advanced bars. You don't want that shit. Shut your ass up. Because it's a thin line between advanced bars and miracle. And you got an artist walking on a fucking tightrope. Up, I hope I don't fucking say a bar that's too lyrical. Oops, I hope I don't fucking say something that's too simple that they'll catch on to. Oh, fuck out. I shouldn't be thinking like that in the creative process. Shit, cliche as hell. Life is a cliche. You were born, you get old, you die, and then you have a child, and they get old. They got kids that suck and repeat. You get up, you go to work, you get up, you go to school, you do that shit every fucking goddamn day. And it never changes. Life is a fucking cliche. Who gives a fuck if I use a bar that's old that's been used before? Who cares? It ain't like y'all niggas wasting you any fucking way. As soon as y'all see a new face on these, like, lyrical, only fucking, LA Leakers shows or these LA Leakers is Sway in the Morning. If ain't Sway in the Morning, it's who else? If ain't Sway in the Morning, it's Funk Flex, and you see a new face. You've never heard of this dude. He's got like a small following. But you've never heard of him. But again, money is the reason why these things are on this element. And this dude is spitting bars. He's rapping. And because you don't know him, and because he looks weird in the face to you, or if he has a sudden star power to you, or his flow is too weird, or his flow is too laid back that it quote unquote puts you to sleep. Because y'all wanted to yell their rhyme, and I stand on that. Then, come on, bro. You can't tell me shit. Like, you can't say shit to me. Let's be real with you. Can't say shit to me. About uniqueness, about, you know, being original. Just no matter, because hell, and as much as y'all niggas like to compare niggas to other rappers, which means you don't want to make you need the artist to step out of their comfort zone and do and be their true self, not try to be an influence or a child of another rapper. You can say, I miss music sound like that. I know he won't have his own sound, but him, he recorded the first one on the old disc and me, and I miss the old disc and music sound, so that's it. Not like what I want to be. This is what I'm lying to yourself. This is why I like to make music for you. That's why I like to talk about it. Y'all suck at marketing because I'm not even real. I think myself out there like that. So what are you talking about? Moody, fucking sickle fans try to tell me how to do with my music and tell me they too monotone and these are skills rhymes and make fun of my people saying that they like my shit because these are other rappers, by the way, the most generic shit. Or if they are lyrical rappers, they're the most generic lyrical miracle generic cult you ever hear talk about me. And you come into a nigga that really does not care about lyrics. Y'all only listen to me for the beats. You don't give a fuck about what I'm talking about. And then it makes your shit worse when niggas y'all talk about, they ain't even talking about nothing. They need to talk about something that I relate to. Shut your ass up. Not everyone is going to say shit that relates to you. Trust me. Get all the capping that y'all niggas talk, that y'all niggas do, you can't even complain about rappers capping. And don't y'all niggas also... Did y'all niggas also make fun of J. Cole for talking about quote-unquote his fucking wife and hoped that he and wanted him to cap in this fucking goddamn song. And then y'all gave Lil Tecca a fucking goddamn pass for capping and said, and then through the whole comments, I don't mind rappers capping their lyrics. Now all of a sudden y'all have a change of heart and want niggas to talk about their real life. Keep in fucking mind, if I were to talk about, you know, me growing up playing anime and watching anime and all this shit, real shit that I do, because y'all want to connect a brand to what I'm talking about, because I don't look like the type that would rap about shit like that, you will say I'm capping about that, even though what I'm talking about is real. And you will want me to talk about street shit, because I look like the type to talk about street shit. Come on, nigga, stop playing with me. Bro, I know too much. Stop playing with me. I'm just being honest. Tell me if I'm lying. I'll be talking about how much y'all want artists to be themselves and be unique and have their own identity and have their own identity, because you don't agree with their identity, you call them trash. So you don't care. So even though I said home to your dome, which is a cliche, but I don't care. I said it, I don't care. And it's evident, you know, you just start, I'm a spitting bar. And Dunny D and the homie Dunny D fellow soup and said what he felt, and that's one on the album. I don't care. I don't like his flow. He's with his flow. I ain't talking about the way you rapping. It's talking about your whole overall performance, which y'all niggas never really cared about until now. Because from 2007, 8, 9, and 10, when did fans start caring so much about performance to this extent where it's everyone? Like, you never seen someone tell Guru to rap with as much passion and energy as Busta Rhymes. I've never seen any fan say that in the 90s. Ever. From 2000s on, I've never seen no one do that. Nowadays, these niggas want every rap to rap hyper energy, hyper. Like, if that's not the artist's style, why would you want him to do that? Wait, hold up. Flow, because y'all look at flow as everything. I said that shit in the motherfucking goddamn TikTok video. That was my great shit. And I meant that. MF Doom, see people get at MF Doom like that, he's not dead. How can you respect that he's too monotone for me? He's not yelling just rhyme. You're not gonna get a fan base like that. Well, look at Bolingang. But see, when you bring up them names, you know what the fuck they sit there and say? Because they don't know who Bolingang is. They know who Earl Sweatshirt is, but then they'll call you Earl Sweatshirt clone. Even though y'all throw that word around way too fucking much. Just like how this one retard called Ka, an MF Doom clone, simply because that's monotone. And since that's the only thing that y'all seem to be a clone, not the overall picture, because I'd be one thing if this nigga had a mask on. So I remember No Emotion got hit with that shit before. And it's because he had a deep monotone voice, only in recording. He has a golden mask. And people was like, he's an MF Doom clone. He's an MF Doom clone. Now that makes sense, but I see the uniqueness in him to know that he's not MF Doom. He was making whatever he felt, being unique and different when hip hop was cool back in 07, when it was cool to be an individual. Nowadays, these people should go back to an Optimus video and say, gosh, this girl ruined the contract. It's so written. The fact that y'all actually openly said that Top Option was being, it was being a negative energy in hip hop, that's weird. Because I would think that belongs to NBA Youngboy. I think that would belong to a person like T9. Why would you look at a person like Option to do that? Oh, he's over here dissing rappers and being too competitive. So if that's what we're doing, why should I care about even pushing my pen and say some very cool punchline. Any 5 minutes is a very crazy punchline. You can't get you on the fucking chat fails. These are like, seriously. Niggas are people with a lazy, laid back role. You gotta yell your mind. You gotta fucking care. Because then you stop fucking, you stop wondering, then you no longer make it for yourself. Now you're making people that don't give a fuck. Because even if you try to prove your best, who think these motherfuckers gonna actually care? My guy told me that they mirror effect. Get that. It doesn't matter what you do, you're still trash to them. That's why I don't care about appeasing them, because that's the baby Muriel effect. You know, the whole, if you've seen Curse the Cowardly Dog, you know what I'm talking about. I'll give you a rundown. Tornado hits nowhere, turns Muriel to a baby. Courage is cooking her macaroni and cheese because she wants macaroni and cheese. Now imagine that being a fan saying, I want real rap, but it's macaroni and cheese. Right? Muriel, more cheese. I want more cheese. Less macaroni, more cheese. Perfect. Take the fucking plate, smash the macaroni and cheese, take Courage's face, and says, and I quote, I hate macaroni and cheese. Now attribute that to someone making art for a customer. Now picture that. And they say, well, I hate your music, even though they're telling me, try this. I ever still around, but they won't tell you that. Hell, you got fans who secretly encourage rapping to have ghost writers. But they sit there and say, and make money for ghost writers. So why are we so controlled by this idea that we gotta make music for everyone? Sometimes they come back to that and say, no, you gotta make music for people. If you make music for yourself, then what's the point of making music for your joy, for therapy, for you? And if you enjoy it, we'll love it for what it is. Not until you switch it up and change it. For whatever stupid fucking reason, to follow fucking trend. Mind you, a lot of people don't like Wiz Khalifa because he's changing his sound to follow trends. All they want is going to some fish with food. And I tell you, I have a fucking problem with fashion and that shit. Because as an artist, if you couldn't you change the sound, it's you. Not because someone else is telling you something. Because if you want to, about any fucking need. Your fans don't want to fucking accept it, you can move around. But however, if someone is telling, if you have a sound, right, that people like, if someone is telling you to switch up your flow, switch up your sound, where it's gonna always lead to calling whatever that's fucking popular, they'll lie and say, no, that's not what we mean, when that's exactly what the fuck they mean. Let's be real with you. Have you ever seen this happen before? Where a rapper that people kept on begging them to switch their sound up? You know how wrestlers fans be begging a baby face to fucking go heel? And then what happens is, you fall for that bullshit, and then what happens is you copy whatever that's hot, then you do it, and then this shit looks stupid. Then you look stupid trying to follow the trend. They act like they're like, and you know this shit now. You know what's happening. But for them, it's good that you did that jewelry that you was making. Now keep your fucking goddamn mind. There's a fan base for everything. It's the same fans that will complain every time someone says we come out trap on it. They trap down the same stuff. They still say, oh no, trap is as diverse as ever has been in decades. If that's the truth, then why are you telling rappers that have their own sound, their own fucking bag, to sound like everybody else? Why are you saying this would sound great over a fucking modern beat? It would be cool to rap more louder. It would be cool to go to Juan. It would be cool to try trap or drill. It would be cool if you follow the trends that everyone else is doing. So then when he follows those trends and even to other people, they follow this fucking trend, it becomes another goddamn gum in a box. Then he's with another fucking goddamn blipping rapper. Keep in mind, their report is, well, you're a do nothing rapper. We've heard that lyrical move that this shit before. Don't let me fucking talk about that fucking 18 and start making what the fuck I want. So keep in mind, I just got this fucking 18, 19, 20. Talking about anime girls, smoking weed with Scooby Doo, talking on crazy, out of the box beats that no one would touch but me, and said the most crazy fucking bars that, because how wrote what I felt, and niggas just sat there and told me no, that's not a chance, no, maybe we don't want to hear, no. And the only sound that people catered to was someone coming over jazz and boom, that fucking beast. And the first time I fucking knew that shit was a thing when I took that song, Black Roses, the DJ show, and that nigga and his whole fan base get up. They come out with old school boom bap. This is some other shit. Boom bap is shit. Right? Yeah, I don't know if you know who's all lady, so take your pick. Shit. Not every fucking body go to clubs, my nigga. The same thing, everyone do everything. Because remember back then, fans were like this. If you make club music, then that's what fans would go to. If you make chill go back, fans would go to. Nowadays, fans want everyone to make everything. It's fucking stupid. You see it. Where's your banger track? Where's your turn up track? Like, that's a requirement. And it shouldn't be. If that's not your lane, why would you do that? And then guess what? In their mind, it's for the growth. Hey, Mike is doing trap music. That's he so growth. No, I call it a fucking trend. Calling a trend is not replace growth. And some people will say, oh, it just means that you're part of the culture. You don't want to be part of the culture? Well, I'm not going to be a part of something that I don't feel. If I don't feel a lot of stuff, why would I do that? Now, I'm talking about your whole versus the thing. That is your lane, who's your lane? Why do you want all of you to step out your lane? You need something different. That's why once the fans can say, I miss the old you. This is the following string. I miss the human government that still made that tone. I miss the human government that still made that tone. We were already on honey. I miss when he was making songs where he was with a grimy boom bap and Gargoyle type beat. I miss because he was going through, he found something. He found his rhythm with those beats, man. And then he's gonna keep crying and crying about it. And then you get to the point where they're scared that you might lose who you are and lose your whole shit. Okay. Look at Wiz Khalifa. He said he's gonna drop an orange juicy push too. And fans are scared. And fans are so fickle, they trust me, they're fickle. They pay attention to everything, down to your fucking album cover. You know what I mean? From the beast to the everything. Right? Album cover was an afterthought until someone made it a thing. Now, bro, if your album cover looks fucked, And since AI art is a no-no, even if you fucking looked up an AI cover that looks cool, if they look and they find out that cover is AI generated, by default, that shit is going to be trash to them. You don't want to get a fucking album at that point. That's stupid. So you're going to not hear some music that you like because of a fucking cover? You have fans who actually think like that. A cover will turn them off. But hey, you got rappers that have, like, let's say that dude, Sig Dog, who have a picture of him holding a Pokemon card as an album cover. It's more, and you know, now they don't say, well, at least it's more real and organic. I'm just gonna take a picture of, I don't know, this fucking Hyundai and put it as a cover. That's it, that's inclusive to the fucking shit. I'm just saying. But, you know, it's stupid. But that's not true. That's why I don't care. I don't care. Because I used to care, because think of hell, they even hate that you care too much. Oh, he's doing too much. He's too anime with his phone. It's weird. If you're rapping with a chill, laid back tone, they want you to be animated. And if you are an animated rapper, they want you to be chill and laid back. So we're switching roles. I used to rap like that. Liz didn't fucking like it. So I stopped. Like, fans are weird. Like, how do you sit there and tell someone in real time that this doesn't work, switch it up? And then, when they switch it up, say, no, this don't work, do this. The same this that didn't work, they want you to do this. And they don't even care how to beat it. The song is called Wild Coyote, right? And the song's supposed to be like a chill, vibey vibe, right? If we know rap is chill music. So, in their mind, you should switch up your flow, man. That's, you should switch up your flow, bro. That shit is clean, bro. And again, this is why I don't care about making or using cliche bars. Because in your mind, you want us to make the exact same shit that you're used to hearing, which is cliche. It ain't like you open to unique topics, but then speak about cliche topics. Like, if I were to make a whole song about anime and manga, you're not gonna like that shit. I got a song right now about, you know, being trapped in my mind. But hey, that's a cliche too, right? So at this point, what's the point of you pointing out every fucking cliche, from love to being trapped in your mind to drugs to addiction? These are always topics, period. Why? Because it's the most relatable topic. Those cliche topics are always relatable. Always. I made a fucking song about alcoholism called Liquor Store. That's a cliche topic, but guess what? It did the fucking job. I made a song about being a toxic relationship. How many songs are like that? And yet people fuck with it. So why complain about an artist doing, like, talking about cliche things? Like I said before, life is cliche. Every day people wake up in the morning, punch the clock, go to work, come home, kid and wife, do the same shit, not on the weekends. Eat shit, piss, and die. Life is a cliche that keeps going and going and going, and y'all complaining about cliches. Shut up. Because talking about love ain't going nowhere. Talking about pain ain't gonna go nowhere. Talking about being stuck in your mind to the point where you are in a brink of insanity. It doesn't go anywhere. Even in the fucking verse, I am using my mind as a metaphor. I mean, a whole tons of metaphor of being trapped in my fucking mind. Okay? I've heard songs like this before. Because that's how we inspire. That's where the inspiration comes from, right? We all gotta, you know, ride the inspiration train. But at the same time, I'm gonna say, they're old people with the old people. They've been all for it. It's not about the industry like that. So I don't care if it's not enough for you or don't that you don't stick with it, fuck you. That's why I'll be dead if I ever fucking make it a go, man. And that's why the marketing sucks. If all the fuck would I care about marketing for industry that's so fucking goddamn sick, fake and want and critical at the same damn time. Stop playing with me. Stop with you. Know that much. That's why niggas be taking so long to release music, because they so stuck in their own mind. They get mad every time when Dr. Dre or 50 or Snoop even announce a new album. This will come out. It's not gonna come out. Why is he announcing it? It's not gonna come out. I wish Dr. Dre stopped being so damn perfect. It's not just perfectionist. I wish fans started expecting artists to be perfectionist. I wish I stopped putting on these high ass pedestals and actually be on. And all you want to do is keep be passing the same ideas, but we're up and down the same idea.
It's fan bashing, huh?
Yeah, what is it?